This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who is designated as the middle linebacker? So Nick Barnett is that guy.
I want to go at 56.
So now when they get in that situation on a passing down, they're not giving it away because they're not only asking that on passing down.
Second and goal. Back in the end zone, Clark, wide open, touchdown. And it's an upset win for the Chicago Bears, big over the Green Bay Packers.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Molly, he would cook it in the steam room and the sauna, and he had a certain amount of time. He would go back and forth in between, and when it would come out, it literally was like a watermelon. So when I would grab it, it's, you know, thank goodness I had big hands that I could...
Olin Krutz with Spiegel & Holmes on 670 The Score.
This segment with Olin Krutz brought to you by Four Seasons, your trusted local experts for heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electric, and generators. He is Anthony Herod. I'm Judson Richards in for Spiegel & Holmes on your Friday, January 2nd. Olin, before we dive into this Bears team, what's coming Sunday and maybe perhaps after that, congratulations to your son, to Illinois. A big win, a thrilling win in Music City Bowl. First time Illinois back-to-back 9-win seasons, Olin. You had to, your son had to be thrilled to the season they put together.
Yeah, my two sons, both my sons play on the team there at Illinois and at the Music City Bowl versus Tennessee. Tennessee obviously gave them a big challenge, and it's the first time I think Brett Bielema is the first coach to win back-to-back bowl games after beating South Carolina last year, also in the Citrus Bowl. So the Illinois program moving in the right direction. They went out there and had a good performance. Nashville, a great city. I'm sure maybe you guys have visited it, but had a lot of fun there at the Music City Bowl. Me and my family got to go down there and watch that game. And Illinois just really, Josh Whitman, the AD, they've done a nice job. Ant knows that and is gets to meet with them with the Big Ten, do games also. So Illinois doing a good job, two back-to-back bowl wins. Really fun for that program, and we really did enjoy ourselves down there. Appreciate you mentioning that.
Yeah, man, and just to watch where, you know, got the comparison, obviously, where Indiana and Kurt Cignetti, where it's like they just microwave to the moon and they might win the national championship in 2 years. But what Brett Bielema is doing in Champaign is kind of the standard way to build a program, and it might take a few years, but it feels like something special, especially with your sons and Luke Altmaier and guys who may be taking some lumps but have this way to punctuate the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, Big Ant, I'd be interested, you know, eventually one day we got to sit down and talk about how much the 6 year has affected college football, right? And these players who got, and this is the year it all ends. And no one really seems to mention that much, right? That all the quarterbacks who got an extra year and all these kids who got to play next year. If you look at Indiana's offensive line, a lot of 6 year guys on that unit, right? And then, of course, they go get the quarterback from California. Mendoza ends up being the best quarterback in the NFL. It's really changed the landscape of college football, but it's about to change again. I wonder if the NCAA would ever consider just giving everybody 6 years since it's helped so many kids along the way. But this is the year that it ends, something I don't hear people mentioning a lot of, and something that Kurt Cignetti has obviously benefited from.
That's a great observation. I know we're transitioning some Bears convo, but even like the Northwestern coach, Judson, David Braun, his case is like, if we're going to have five potential years, don't worry about the redshirt. Just give everybody 5 years to play 5 years. And whatever happens, injuries or anything else, let's just do that. So there's like, you know, some uniformity in it as opposed to applying for this year, seventh year tight end over here and all this other stuff.
Who can keep up?
Yeah, even the New Orleans quarterback, I think he's 26, right? I mean,
right.
I think his name slips me now, but he played a long time and really helped him develop his career, developed his game, got to go to school, got to learn a lot. So it'd be interesting to see what the NCAA finally decides to do with all these rules. And like you said, I've heard about this 5 for 5 and all this stuff in the courts and going through all that process. So we'll see where it ends up. But it's really made football interesting and changed a lot of the landscape.
Oh, and speaking of changing landscape, it is changed in Chicago for the Bears. I can, you know, a lot of these post-game shows with you and Patrick and Molly, you can legitimately hear the joy in your voices. Well, probably because six of those wins, it felt near impossible. But to also get to flip the script and be covering an 11-5 win team, a chance to get 12 wins on Sunday. The offensive line, we know how much they invested in free agency. It doesn't mean it's immediately going to work. I mean, how impressive is it to watch what the Bears did in the offseason and now see the run game where it is really the identity of this Bears team?
Yeah, and it didn't immediately work, right? If you talk about the first two games of the season against Minnesota and Detroit, and they had to get all the way to the bye week. And in the bye week after the Raiders game, they said, look, we got to fix the run game and we got to fix stopping the run. And they really went into their bye week. And I thought to myself, I don't know what you guys thought, but I wondered, how do you fix a run game and a run defense without the pads, without the practices that they have nowadays, with the way they've changed the rules with the new collective bargaining agreement? But they did, man. And this offensive line has really gelled, and Dahlman and Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright and Joe Tooney has been fun to watch. And, you know, they started with Braxton Jones. They're left tackle. They went to Theo Benedict, and now they're on to Ozzie Trapillo. But that offensive line, man, Coach Dan Rochard's done a really nice job getting those guys to work together. I thought early in the year they had some troubles with their combo blocks, but I mean, two old linemen working together at the line of scrimmage, up to the second level, get to the linebacker, get on the right guy. It didn't look like the receivers knew who to block sometimes, who the old line was blocking. But now, man, with Coach Eric Bieniemy and Coach Ben Johnson and Coach Dan Rochard and Gray and all the tight end coach and all these guys, this run game, guys, you turn the film on, it is fun to watch. It is humming, man. I mean, these guys know who to be on, who to block, how to get movement. Last game, Darnell Wright and Jonah Jackson, man, some of the movement they got, some of the blocks they made, I was really enjoying watching that game. Drew Dahlman goes to his first Pro Bowl. Joe Tooney, I mean, the next time I see him have bad technique on film will be the first time. And the guy's unbelievable to watch on film. Swift's run, obviously, in that game, made a few guys miss, scored a touchdown. Manungai, man, if you don't like to watch him run the football, you just don't like football, right? That kid comes downhill. He's going to try to break your helmet, try to run over DB. Those guys, I know, Big Ant, they're like tightening their shoulder pads when Manungai comes in the game because they know the action is about to start. So really fun to watch these guys grow together. Credit Ryan Poles putting this group together, going out, getting Jonah Jackson, getting Tooney, signing Dahlman. Darnell Wright's continued to develop. Getting the one question, the one position I questioned was left tackle. Why wouldn't you go get a left tackle? But it's worked out for them. Ben Johnson doing a nice job chipping over there, helping the left tackle a lot. Offense has really been fun to watch grow, the O-line grow together, and the run game on film. One of the funnest things I do all week is turn the Bears film on and watch their run game versus whoever they play against.
Bears great, future Pro Football Hall of Famer Olin Kreutz, our guest here on Spiegel & Holmes on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You can check out on twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score as well if you want to see him there. And I can kind of hear defenders in my mind's eye right now, like, oh, 25's in the game, you know, just letting them know to your point that they got to strap it up a little bit when Manungai's in. And hand up for me, just thinking about going back to the offseason, and I was surprised that the Bears didn't find some other way to invest in an additional running back. And not because I didn't think DeAndre Swift was talented. I think he's shown throughout his entire career he was a talented back. But he's always struck me as more of a finesse back. And so I'm like, all right, so how do you pair a guy with him? I've really been impressed, even more so than I thought, with what we've seen from DeAndre Swift. There's a seemingly an enhanced detail to the way he's running, the footwork and timing, and a physicality that I don't think we've necessarily seen before from him. It feels like it pairs well with this Bears run scheme. What have you seen from Swift?
Yeah, that is a great point by you, because DeAndre Swift, you can just kind of gloss over the year that he's had, right? And I think those guys, like, you know, you've been in a room with guys where, like, your teammate eventually starts to push you a little bit, right? He's like, okay, he's going to run downhill like that. I'm going to feed off of that too and run downhill. We've all known Swift over the years to be the kind of back, catch the ball in space, make a guy miss. You get him a lot of room, he'll make a guy miss. He'll go a long way, say, on screens or swing passes or tosses out of the backfield. But like you're saying, this year, really fun watching him square his shoulders up, get downhill, hit the hole hard, right? And I think you got to tip your cap a little bit to running back coach Eric Bieniemy, right, and the way he coaches that room, the way he harps on details, the way he wants the ball run. All these guys, I think, they say there's truth tellers up there. And I think they turn their film on and they tell the running back, like, look, man, you got to hit the hole here or we'll get the young running back in. But to Swift's credit, he didn't take that personally. He didn't say, oh, no, that's not the way I run the ball. He went out there and he started running the ball like that, getting downhill, getting his shoulder square, running through tackles, running guys over, driving his legs for extra yards. He's been fun to watch, too, in that backfield. And that's why I say, man, one of the funnest things I do in the beginning of the week is turn on that All-22 from NFL.com and watch the Bears run game, because tight ends, running backs, wide receivers, offensive line to quarterback, under center, his game has grown so much. His details in handing the ball off, selling the boot when he doesn't have the boot, or running the boot and threatening the defense, getting the safeties out of the box. Right now, the way that game's all working together, these teams, you know, they come in. First thing the defense coordinator puts up on that board Wednesday morning, right? First thing he says, guys, we got to stop these guys' run game or it's going to be a long day for all of us.
Olin, Caleb Williams has changed a little bit the way I think of quote-unquote bear weather, right? I used to think of it as such a defensive advantage. Then I watched that Cleveland Browns game. We know the arm strength of Caleb Williams. Does this team have a real offensive advantage in bear weather?
Yes. Yeah. I think because, look, you're talking about his arm strength. When I played in 2010 against Tom Brady, you guys can go back and look at it, and we were in the locker room, and it was a blizzard. And we were like, hey, man, 30-mile-per-hour winds, snow. There's no way the offense can throw the ball to you. Well, guess what? I think Tom threw for like 4 touchdowns and 300-plus yards, right? So, the bear weather with a good quarterback, yes, and he gets to practice in it, and he's not worried about it. I mean, you guys, I don't have to tell you guys and the listener, you've seen the throws he's made the last couple of weeks, but this has been going on for a while now, that, you know, the tempo he puts on the ball, the way he throws the football. But now with the deep pass, has been touched the last couple of weeks with his arm strength, with the things he does out of pocket. And I don't have to tell you guys, you guys hear defensive coordinators, head coaches go to the podium week after week and rave about Caleb Williams' athleticism, gets out of the pocket, he can attack the field from anywhere on the football field. I mean, last week he rode out and hit Luther Burden rolling to his left and just made it look normal, but it was about a 30, 40-yard run where he had to flip his hips and sling his sidearm right to Luther Burden. And it's just like, man, as a defender, how do you deal with that, right? Okay, well, I can't even rush. I just got to keep him in the pocket. Our whole defense is in trouble. So, yes, when you have, you know, strong winds at Soldier Field, which is known to get that way, you know, guys talk about Cairo's kick, right, against the Packers. Right? Unbelievable to make that kick in that weather. But those kind of things does give you an advantage when a quarterback has an arm like that where the elements can't affect him or he can overcome the elements.
You play with so many quarterbacks, snap to so many of them, and I would imagine that few of them, if any, were as physically gifted as Jay Cutler. The personality of Caleb and how that might develop or any concerns that were there, that was such a big part of the storyline from the offseason coming into this year from kind of various people with books and articles and everything else. For you, when you look at what Caleb has shown both on the field and just the public perception of him, what do you see just as a leader, as a guy who's developing, and whether or not that's the type of guy you could rally around?
Definitely the type of guy you can rally around, because what you see when you turn the film on is, you remember early in the year we talked about the cadence problems, right? And the guys in motion, I remember even they fumbled a jet sweep in preseason by jet sweep. I mean, the receiver coming across takes timing to get the ball from the center, hand it off to the receiver. All those kind of things fall in the quarterback's laps. He has got so much better at doing all that. And I'm watching him work on his details. I talked about a little bit earlier how much better he got under center. And it looks like even sometimes in the pocket, right? He's getting the ball out. He's not taking sacks. He's becoming a multiplier, right? But we talk about when you take a guy number one in the draft, you want it to be a multiplier. What do I mean by multiplier? You want it to make his teammates better, right? Think about the touchdown pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
against the Green Bay Packers in overtime, right, to DJ Moore. Durham Smythe gets beat. Caleb off of 1 foot throws a touchdown pass. He just made Durham Smythe better, right? And then this past week, I think a touchdown pass to Luther Burden in the first quarter. Joe Tooney beat, right? And the guy is hitting Caleb, and Caleb gets the ball out and hits it for a touchdown. He's making guys around him better. He's making the coaching staff better. That's the kind of guy you can rally around. As you know better than anybody, Big Ant, people make too much of personalities and all these things in a locker room. Do your job. Work on the details. Help everybody win football games. And then all of a sudden, it's funny, when there's winning, a lot of winning going on, the locker room all gets along. It's the strangest thing, right? And then when you're losing, everyone hates each other, right, which is just all part of football, right? So people make too much out of, did you like the guy? Did you like his personality? What didn't you like about him? The only kind of guys I didn't like in the locker room were the guys who weren't working on their craft, trying to get better every day, working on the details, worried about the team. How can we win the football game? And I'll be honest with you, man, when I watch Caleb's film, and when you listen to him at the podium, he is doing those things right now. He is working on his game. He is taking Ben Johnson's challenge to get better under center, to control the defense. Look at the snap count, post in Loveland, right? The Aaron Rodgers play, right? Those are things that they've been working on. That's detailed, man. Look, the guy jumped off sides, take a shot to the end zone, extend the play. Those kind of little things making everybody better. Those are the kind of guys you can buy into when you're on a football team.
Hey, listen to Olin Kreutz with Molly and Patrick Manley and the local Ford dealers pregame show Sunday from 12 to 3:25. Then immediately after the game, the guys will have instant reaction on their football postgame show presented by Timber Tank Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All of it can be heard on the Score and the free Odyssey app. Olin, next year, the Ben Johnson messaging will not be new. The good, better, best will not be new. Have you seen real evidence that this is sustainable?
Yes, I have. I've seen it just in his play calling, right? The guy, I don't know where you guys would rank him. I'd rank him one or two, or at least top three in the league at calling plays. And then he showed this year, like we talk a lot about quarterbacks processing information, right? The quarterback has to process information in the pocket within like a five, you know, even shorter, maybe 5 to 7 second window. When you're the head coach and the play caller, you have to have the ability to process information on the spot while the game is changing, while things are going on in the football game, game management, time management, listen to the guy give you the stats. I mean, that seems easy, man, when you're someone like me and you pause the film and you say, well, I think what they should have done here is this, right? But when you're on the sideline and you got to make those decisions, then that's when you're watching a head coach. Is he the guy? I will tell you this, that is repeatable when you watch Ben Johnson. The fact that he can call plays against the San Francisco 49ers, handle the game management, handle the time management on defense. Dennis Allen will be here next year. Now, obviously, the biggest thing you worry about is losing guys like Al Harris. Would the Chiefs come and get Eric Bieniemy to get him, make him his OC? You worry about losing coaches, right? We talk about they play the Lions this week, and you talk about, okay, they lost Ben Johnson. But not only that, guys, they lost 5 of the 8 coaches on staff last year, right? There was Antoine Randall. They lost TJ Barrett, who's all here coaching the Bears. The Jets OC is from the Lions, right? The Jets offensive line coach is from the Lions. So when you start losing coaches like that, things change. That's what you worry about when you have success. You worry about losing good people in your building. But as far as Ben Johnson being the head coach of the Bears, your offensive system not changing, him calling plays every year here for you, that's repeatable. That's exciting. The quarterback's ability to throw the big ball in the big moment is repeatable. Those are the two things, I think, if you guys would argue with anybody, those are the two things that teams need to continue to compete for playoff spots.
Olin, this Bears defense that has taken the ball away at a rate that no one else in football has and is paired with this offense that protects it better than anyone has as well. I'm a lot of it is just me being hopeful, but I do feel like there's a world where Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards just being on the field next to each other more consistently, Jalen Johnson being healthy and on the field more consistently, we see this defense get better closing out the regular season and into the playoffs. Do you see a world where you get more stops from this D?
You know, it's interesting. I went back to look because, you know, they talked about after the bye week, you know, stopping the run was a big thing, right? That has reared its head again, right? And, you know, after week 3, Grady Jarrett got hurt and they gave Jonathan Ford who the Packers just signed. And, you know, Jonathan Ford obviously is not the best nose guard in the NFL, but he's another big body out there, right? And he helped with stopping the run. And then Dio goes down, right? So now you have Austin Booker starting at 1D, and Austin Booker doing a nice job, but playing the run, he can still work on a little bit, right? And then, you know, they got Dominique Robinson, and they got Tyrone Shoyinka, who went out last week with a concussion. But when they did that, they put Billings at nose, and they put Javon Dexter at three technique, and they brought Jonathan Ford in at nose, and then they put Williams in there at three technique. And I thought that, man, I was surprised when they started not suiting up Jonathan Ford, and then they cut him, right? And then they're just like, okay, where is the run stuffers is what I'm starting to worry about, right? And obviously T.J. Edwards, and I'm like you, I see Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards, and of course a little bit rusty with the football they haven't played this year with the injuries. But also, I don't have to tell you this, Big Ang, it's hard to be an effective linebacker when the D-line is in your lap, right? When guys are getting moved off the ball. And right now they can get, you know, if Billings goes out of the game, man, you just say the names, right? And they get really small in there on the defensive line, right? If Montez Sweat, when he is resting, their defensive ends is Dominique Robinson, Austin Booker, and Tyrone Shoyinka. And I'm telling you right now, I'm an offensive lineman. I would love to block those guys in the run game, right? I'd love to get after them and get downhill. So if I see those two guys and Grady Jarrett at three technique, I'm calling a run, right? I'm going to call the run and see if they can stop the run inside there. So I'm as interested as you is to see how they stop the run, because it looked like last week Coach Allen had to overextend himself a little bit to help out the defensive line. They started stunting. They started moving a little more, started blitzing. They like to run nickel a lot with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They tried to go to Noah Sewell last week because they were too small in that package. But Noah Sewell hopefully gets healthy quickly. A tough football player, smart. Hate to see him get hurt like that, man. But they are looking for answers there, just like you're asking me right now. And I'll be honest with you, turn the film on the last 2 weeks. I don't know where their answers come from, because it just, guys are going to have to be a little more stout against the run. You can talk about this after I get off. They got to stop swimming around blocks, Big Ant. You see it on film. They got to hold the point of attack. You know, Montez Sweat on the 5-yard touchdown run early in the game. You can't get reached by the right tackle, right? You can't get blocked one-on-one if you're Montez Sweat for the Chicago Bears. And that's asking a lot out of him, because obviously the 49ers right tackle is a good football player. But that's just what we need out of him right now, man. Just not a lot of action out of that defensive line, dominating in the run game. Billings making some plays, but when he does go out for his rest, man, that nose guard position, interesting to me how they are going to fix where they can stop the run right now.
Mm-hmm. Olin, the good news is we will hear at least two more post-game shows from you, pre and post, and hopefully even more than that starting at noon on Sunday. Thanks, Olin.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, O.
All right, there he is, Olin Kreutz. By the way, the football men will continue on the show. Well, we have one right here in Anthony Hare and Judson Richards with you. I am not. You are. We are in for Spiegel and Holmes. Herm Edwards will join us coming up in just about 30 minutes as well. Let's talk a little bit more.
One of the things I want to get to when we get to Herm, by the way, just to forecast a little bit, he coached, and I called some Arizona State games when Jaden Daniels was his quarterback back then. And so, like, quarterback development and the arc of young guys versus old guys, the amount of snaps Jaden got in college, that's one of the many things we'll get to pick Herm's brain about.
Yeah, and Brian Urlacher ain't walking through that door.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if he walked through this door, because then we could talk to him about it. Yeah. You know, Mike Singletary walking through that door, like, you know, let's get back to a little bit of what Owen was talking about defensively, where simply Dennis Allen is going to have to get more of the team, more of the defense that he has. We'll get to that. Also, the Ben Johnson and sustainability of what we've seen from this team. How confident are you that they're ready to hold on to the North?
And I do think part of this, what we're seeing in the defensive front, is by design. It's not working consistently, though, so I'll be able to describe what I mean by that. Not exactly that, but there's necessity in the way they're doing certain things up front.
All right, we'll get to that. And you want to react to anything Olin said, let's do it. 312-644-6767. Anthony Hare and Judson Richards in for Spiegel and Holmes on a Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.